Looking back over my now more than half a century in intelligence, I've not experienced a time when we've been beset by more crises and threats around the globe. My list is long. It includes the scourge and diversification of terrorism, loosely connected and globally dispersed, to include here at home, as exemplified by the Boston Marathon bombing, and by the sectarian war in Syria, its attraction as a growing center of radical extremism, and the potential threat this poses now to the homeland. Let me briefly expand on this point. The strength of the insurgency is now estimated at somewhere between 75 to 80,000 on the low end and 110 to 115,000 on the high end, who are organized into more than 1,500 groups of widely varying political leanings. Three of the most effective are the al-Nusra Front, Arar al-Sham, and the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, or ISIL as it's known, whose numbers total more than 20,000. Complicating this further are the 7,500-plus foreign fighters from some 50 countries who have gravitated to Syria. Among them are a small group of AFPAC, al-Qaeda veterans, who have aspirations for external attack in Europe, if not the homeland itself.